Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. Today is the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, but in the Gospel focuses primarily on Peter. And in the Gospel, Jesus asks Peter a very important question. He asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Well, Peter is, I think, at least a little bit taken back by the question. And he says at one point in the Gospel, "Lord, you know that I love you." Well, of course he did, because Peter had been with Jesus for quite some time now. And he thinks it's a little bit crazy that Jesus would ask him, "Do you love me?" Of course I love you. But Jesus is asking this question on a slightly deeper level. He's asking the question, "Do you love me to the point of changing your whole life because of me?" Of transforming your life into a new kind of life, a life of service for others. As I've noted before, Jesus doesn't want people just to believe in him or even just to love him. He wants us to be transformed by his presence in our lives. This requires not only a change of mind, but a change of heart. Jesus wants our love, our belief in him, to be transformed into actions of love and care, concern and healing. Actions of love for others. In the Gospel, Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And I think this is because Jesus realizes how difficult this kind of love in service for others is. That it's not just something we say off the tip of our tongues, but something that we have to believe with the depths of our hearts. And so, in a sense, Jesus is saying to Peter, "Well, prove it." Well, how do we prove our love for Jesus? How does Peter prove his love for Jesus? And Jesus gives him the answer, "By tending my sheep, by feeding my sheep, by caring for others, by being a living, healing presence for others. All of the time and everywhere." And in the end, Peter really didn't have to prove his love for Jesus. Jesus knew very well that Peter loved him. But Jesus, again, he wants that what is going on between he and Peter and the other disciples and all who will come to believe in him afterwards will continue the work, the mission of healing, of transforming not only our lives, but the lives of all those people we come in contact with. What was true for Peter that day that Jesus asked him those three times, "How much do you love me?" or "Do you love me?" The same is true for Peter. It's true for us as well. It means that being a believer, being a lover of Jesus, involves far more than just going to church on Sunday. It means being transformed by the presence of the risen Christ within us, who dwells within us, empowering us to be that Christ for others. This is our calling and our ministry, to give away all the love that Jesus gives us, to simply give it away freely for all those we encounter. And so, bit by little bit, we continue to try and to transform the world.